us to learn from. Sitting with Psalm 130 from last week that Scott shared with us. Appreciate that very much. And letting Jesus speak to us, minister to our hearts. That's part of the marinade too, right? To let it do its work. What a privilege that is. So, let's go on a little further today. We'll condense it a little bit, but let's go on. There's something that I think the Spirit wants to say to us today that fits with all the flow of how things have been going. Let's pray. Abba, we are so privileged to be here today. We're so privileged to be able to call you Abba, truly, meaningfully, Abba, our true Father, born into your family. And we thank you. We celebrate you today for that and so much more. Now we just say to you, by your Spirit, open our hearts. Speak to each one of us. You know right where each of us is at. You know right what exactly we need to hear. Each one. So thank you that you will. For any open heart, that you're here, you're faithful, you will do something very special today. And we thank you already for it. And God's people said. So when you pray, brothers and sisters, I'm editing, of course, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues, on the street corners, to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans. They think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you even ask Him. This, then, is how you should pray. Pray it with me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So where has our focus been up to now? You recall, you go back through it. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Where's the focus? On Abba. Right? On Abba, his all-sufficiency, even our commitment to him, because we need him. We can't do this without him. Now, you notice the focus changes. You see? It's on us, but it still is about him, but how we desperately need him in at least three key areas. You see? But we're going to do one today and touch on it again next week. Give us today our daily bread. Say that with me. Give us today our daily bread. When you think of it, we really live in two worlds. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, as Paul said, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is just temporary. We're in transition for a special purpose, but we're in transition. But what is unseen is what really, really matters. What's eternal? One side of that, yes, we live in this life. We have basic physical needs. It's temporary here, but significant. And we depend on Him to provide, Him to guide us. So when we pray, give us today, Abba, our daily bread, we're called, just from these words, we're called to a life of at least four things. You notice? Give us today our daily bread. There's a life of dependency. Because we depend on Him. We're calling on Him to give us what we need. Give us today our daily bread. There's community. We're not praying, give me my. We're thinking again of us together, dependent on each other in the body of Christ, called by Him together, in the family together. Give us today our daily bread. There's simplicity. We're called to a simple kind of life. It's day by day, not week by week, not month by month, not year by year. Some of us are praying for a lifetime, just one time, and then we're done praying. It's all set. Ah, voila. Sounds good, but doesn't work that way. Amen? Someone said, the thing about life here on earth, the thing about life is that it is so daily. So many daily things. Notice bread. Give us today our daily bread. There is sufficiency, basic provision for our survival. He's not telling us we have to store up in excess. There's sufficiency, His sufficiency for us. So you see, we're called to a life of dependency, community, simplicity, and sufficiency as we live this first part of two worlds, but back and forth in two worlds. But I want to take us in just a little direction for the few minutes that we have, a little different direction on this today and next week. What about the more, if I can say it this way, what about the more spiritual part of this? What about spiritual bread? Isn't that as much a part of this as the other? Give us today our daily physical bread, yes, but Lord, with it, give us today, daily, today, our spiritual bread. One of the first French words I ever learned, and you could guess why, was boulangerie. I might have learned oui and non first, or toilette, perhaps, yes, also. Essentiel, right, or something like that. But boulangerie, oh, it came close to my heart very quickly when I was living a little while in the French culture. Our favorite one right now is three blocks away from where we live. My wife says, well, since it's so short, you can run out and get me a baguette, or deux, or something, or trois, quatre, cinq. I remember when we were ministering in Paris for a few months at Ticop, not Ticos, your sister, Ticop, Trinity in Paris. We lived, imagine perfection, next to heaven. We lived about 150 meters from a boulangerie. I could get up a little before, dressed a little before 8 a.m., go out of the apartment, walk up 150 meters, or run up 150 meters, and there I am at this amazing boulangerie. The interesting thing was there was usually a line. At all the good ones, there is, n'est-ce pas? And often a long line out into the street. But it was worth the wait. Standing in the line, can you imagine? Vite, vite, Seigneur, vite. Help me through this line. Vite. The aromas coming from fresh bread being brought out of the bakery behind there, behind the counter, put in front of us, and you're just standing there. Six, sept, yeah, peut-être. Ah, huit, neuf, peut-être dix. It just kept smelling better and better and better. Imagine paying quickly, taking two warm baguettes in your hands and running out the boulangerie, running 150 meters into the door and having warm baguette. But what added to it so much was the wonderful thing of having beurre de Bretagne au sel de mer with the baguette, you know. Double heaven, only in France. Amazing, amazing. Even when we go home in a few months, I will be dreaming about boulangerie. Isn't that interesting? All over the world, especially in France because of what is offered here, all over the world people are seeking fresh bread, warm bread. But there's something else too. All over the world, people are being drawn to another kind of bread. And even more important, even more special, even more significant kind of bread. It's a very different kind, and it fills us up. It can satisfy even the deepest hunger. When I finish a baguette, I'm still hungry. It answers the questions of our souls. It goes deep. It satisfies the emptiness of a hungry heart, not just a stomach. Far, far deeper. One of our brothers reminds us, did you know this was a brother of yours? We were reminded of that this morning. Brothers and sisters have written us letters, have written us information for us to take and use, to strengthen us, to encourage us. It's here. A brother has said this to us. Isn't this interesting? Where he reminds us, Lord, your words were found and I ate them. I consumed them. And your words became for me a joie, right? And the delight of my heart. Now, a baguette can delight your heart somewhat, but it doesn't go that deep. No way. Do you see the difference? Many of you know the difference. The question is, just interesting question, have you been eating his words lately? Ask the person next to you, have you been eating his words lately? You don't have to answer, especially if you're embarrassed at the answer. But an interesting challenge, is it not? A checkpoint on our soul. But this is very interesting. Did you know that God is very partial only to fresh bread? Fresh bread. He doesn't care for stale bread. He knows it can't give us the nourishment we need. It's not the same. It might help us with confident opinions and strong arguments, all up here. But those will never stir our souls and they won't change our actions. He calls us to come daily to his boulangerie for fresh bread. Did you know Abba has a boulangerie? Ha, super. He calls us to come daily for fresh bread. Think of it, friends. We get to wait at heaven's door anytime we want. We get to go as those sweet aromas float out and entice us. We can get real bread. No offense to the French. Real bread. This was the powerful lesson he was trying to teach the ancient Israelites. You remember, as they journeyed out from slavery in Egypt to a new life and promised land, he gave them something fresh every morning. Gua? Manna. Manna. It contained every vitamin, every nutrient you would ever need. And knowing God, probably more. He threw in extra. And it had a sweet, nutty flavor. I know, I tasted it when I was there. Je blague. Oh, is that what you say? Je blague. Just making sure you're awake. The psalmist even called it the bread of angels. Psalm 78. Isn't that amazing? But this heavenly fresh bread, literally heavenly, it rained down from heaven, had one other property. God said this to them, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. You couldn't store it up. Most of you know the story. You couldn't rely on leftovers from yesterday. And I love leftovers. And probably if I had been in ancient Israel back then and God was pouring down manna, I probably would have tried to keep some because I like leftovers. But God says, no, no, no. No. You gather it fresh every day. Some of the stubborn Israelites, maybe even lazy ones, they ignored God's directions. You remember? They tried to hoard their provisions, store it up, keep it to themselves. You remember? And what happened when they did? Some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots, and it began to smell. Their disobedience became obvious to everyone. You couldn't hide it. A smelly disobedience. A funny thing about fresh bread. You notice? Fresh bread has a limit. A time limit. How many of you love sunrise in the morning? How many of you don't like to get up early? How many of you are lying to me? Sunrise. Aren't sunrises amazing? It isn't interesting if someone said to you, I don't have time right now. Give me a couple hours and I'll come back and then we'll watch the sunrise. It's got a limit. A very small limit. Before you know it, the full sunlight is pushing itself into all of our world and pressing us on to a busy work day. If you're not careful, you miss it. You miss the beauty, the glory of it. It has a limit. Give us today, each day, our daily bread. He wants us to come to him how often? Each day. The idea, the sense of it is that you can add more if you want to, more than just once a day, of course. But here's the picture, you see? Frequently, each special day for what we will need on that day. How many of you need something each day from God? Maybe something a little more often than each day. Maybe chaque minute, chaque seconde, or something like that, right? We need it. We need it. He's trying to drive this point home to us. Don't miss, friends, don't miss each day's opportunity for amazing fresh bread. But you know, there's another reason why we need fresh bread every day from our wonderful Abba, we have a tendency to drift. I think the French have a really good word for that. Well, they always have a good word for everything. We tend to drift. Anybody relate to that? We tend to drift. If we're not anchored in his truth, really, when you look at it, I don't know if this is that clear. Sorry if it isn't. When you have two anchors, really, when you are anchored in Jesus, in faith in him, a relationship with him, and in his word, his truth to us, when any storm hits, when the winds blow, you will not move. You will not drift. But if you are not anchored that way in him, in his truth to us, in his word, you will drift. It's a given. It's a given. Lord, help us with this, because it is so, so key. We must pay more careful attention, the writer says, to what we've heard so we do not drift away. It's a given if we're not anchored. During these quiet moments in his word, silence before him, that's where I come to grips with who I am and how desperately I need Abba and Jesus and the Saint-Esprit. How desperately I need that. When I come before his word, the mirror of his word, and see more really who I am and what I need, I'm reminded of two things. I'm reminded of how frail I still am and how human I still am, but also of his amazing love and power for me that are available as I call on him, as I'm anchored in him. Amen? So key. Frequent, because I quickly forget. Daily, because my soul is so often more connected to self than to the Savior. Constantly need anchor. Give us today our daily bread. Say that with me again, would you? Give us today our daily bread. If we read the scriptures, pore over it, learn it, memorize it, sit in his truth, sit in his presence, but if we only do that when we have a need, quote unquote, when we think we have need of it, we will drift. We will drift. It's a given. We won't even notice it as we begin to drift farther and farther away. But if we enter the scriptures daily, if we sit in his presence regularly, daily, if at all possible, and journal these things, the things he teaches us, encourages us with. How many of you have a journal? I don't want to embarrass you. You can say it in your heart. I encourage you to do that. You don't have to journal 5 pages a day. You can journal maybe 3 words a day or every other day, whatever. But get in the process of processing, get in the habit of processing what God is saying to you, what he's pressing in on your heart, so you do not forget, so later you can see how it fits together more in themes he's trying to take you through, things he's challenging you about. That's how you really see it really well. Do it. If you do, you will not be carried away by the winds of adversity. All of us drift at least somewhat because we still wear human flesh. Brother Francois, do you still wear human flesh? Then you will drift some, huh? Jean-Baptiste, you still wear human flesh? Yeah. You look like you do. Yeah. You will drift. Yeah? Nathalie? Eh? You will drift. That's partly why we need each other, to challenge each other when need be. We need the Word. We need Jesus because we're so tight with Him. Our hearts become one. We sense, no. These kinds of things, right? Attends. This kind of thing. Desperately need it. So I want to encourage you, friends, make frequent stops for fresh bread. Say that to the person next to you. Make frequent stops for fresh bread. We have another friend in the scripture, a friend by the name of Sagesse, wisdom. And she tells us this: blessed is the man or woman who listens to me. How good are we at listening? Watching daily at my doors. Waiting at my doorway. Don't you love it that Abba's divine boulangerie is always open? 24/7. It's not closed on holidays. Yeah. Toujours. Always. So all we have to do is be sure we come and eat. Two worlds. We need this bread. However, it's a little bit stale. But you get the point. You don't know that it's stale. Anne has been chewing on it over here, but there's still a little left. We need this bread. Absolutely, for sure. But we need even more this bread. This bread. So it brings us into close relationship with the bread of life, Jesus. That's what it is all about. Amen? And that's what Abba loves. And He's given us everything we need for it. Amen? Amen. Pray with me. Would you stand with me? I want to encourage you right now as we're in prayer together. If it's your desire to eat more fresh bread, I'd encourage you, if you have your Bible with you, lift it up, or your phone, your whatever that's got the Word in it, hold that up as a symbol of that, or hold it out in front of you, offering it up to Him and saying, Lord, this is my desire. And I'm going to say a few words, and if it's your prayer, my words illustrate your prayer on your heart. You affirm that in your own heart. And if He's speaking to you about anything else, do that business with Him today, and you can ignore me. Abba, thank you so much for your divine boulangerie. Abba, I want your fresh bread. Abba, I want to eat daily. Abba, is there anything you want to show me right now? Do I need to adjust my calendar, my schedule in some other way, or my lifestyle in some way? Is there something else that is on your heart for me right now? Holy Spirit, sent by Abba. Guide me. Fill me. Lead me. Teach me. Feed me. And Abba, give me today my daily bread so I can really live for you. Just be still for a moment in his presence. Thank you, Abba, for your daily bread. Say that with me. Thank you, Abba, for your daily bread. Amen.